This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want you to tell us, I don't know how to describe this, but it's like, does everybody have a story about just the most epic thing that's ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have a couple. A couple most. Yeah.
Weirdly, I don't know that I do.
You guys have kids. That should be an automatic.
No. But here's what I'm thinking. Okay, the reason we're talking about this, and I don't have the details in front of me, but I know we've all seen the story. They were friends, right? And they're jumping on a flight.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to a bachelorette party.
And they jump on this Southwest flight. And once they get on, they realize
they're the only ones.
We're it.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the entire plane.
But just still them. A full flight crew. Like two
yep.
pilots.
Yep.
Ton of flight attendants.
Yeah. 175 seater. And two are on it.
And you would think the flight attendants would just be like, go through the motions and whatever. They didn't, right? They made it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
flight attendants were like, you're about to have the best flight of your life.
They did.
Because they're going to have fun too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They started like customizing their messages and everything using their names and stuff.
Oh,
they even gave
fun.
Them nicknames. They were Savannah and was it Nate or something? And they called them, no, Savannah and Natalie. And they were calling them Sav and Nat in all the like,
cute.
Make sure to buckle your seat, Sav and Nat. And just, it was awesome.
I mean, just epic.
Mm-hmm.
Probably gave them free drinks.
Oh, yeah. And it's good for the flight attendants, too, because they get to kind of, they're having fun.
They're unwinding.
Yeah, a little bit. Relax a little.
It's an easier flight.
That is epic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you will never forget that. You're making a core memory in that moment.
Yeah.
Here's my problem with this. This is why I want to do it.
Okay.
I want people to call with their epic stories. Like, a random Tuesday, like, just being around me is epic, right? So it's like, how do I pinpoint a moment that is more epic? You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to talk to you.
Like, when we first started talking about this, I was like, surely I have one. And now, I know I'm being a jerk about it. I don't know that, like, what's yours?
Mine is when we had just graduated high school and we went on a road trip to Cedar Point. That's the, like, roller
nice.
Coaster. Like,
love
yeah.
it there.
So we went there.
Is it in Detroit?
It's in
it's in Ohio.
It's in Ohio?
Sandusky, Ohio.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's the weird thing. Our buddy Mojo, who does radio in Detroit,
mm-hmm.
always talks about Cedar Point.
It's so fun.
Is it close to there?
Why would Detroit be
near?
It's the
I'm
best,
bad at geography.
It's the best roller coaster. Like, it's the roller coaster capital of the states, I think.
Okay.
Like, it has the best coasters.
So mm-hmm. yeah, so. Like five of me and my buddies, we got in a car, we drove there, and we were just there for a few days. We went to Cedar Point. We also were like, hey, let's go to LeBron's high school and check it out.
Mm.
We went there, and they were filming a Nike commercial there, and they went, oh, hey, guys, yeah, come on in. And they let us just walk
that
into the
epic.
High school, and we shot hoops on his
and
high school
pictures.
Court. Took pictures. Oh, yeah, all of it.
In LeBron's high school.
Exactly. We met one of his old teammates from high school who was there, like, being a part of the commercial.
Wow.
Yeah. LeBron wasn't there, but I got a picture outside, like with the
sign. You were
sign.
Just going to stand outside.
Yeah, and just take a picture of the building.
And that was enough for you
yeah.
to go
Let
in.
Alone Nike being there. Then we went to a concert. It was Soulja Boy, Young Jeezy,
nice.
And Lil Wayne.
Nice.
We snuck up to the front row. My one friend caught Soulja Boy's shirt that he threw into the audience, And then
this is all the same trip.
The same trip, yeah. Like the next day after seeing the Nike commercial. Then and then when Lil Wayne came on, he threw his Ralph Lauren, like his white polo tee, into the crowd. And we caught that too. We caught both t-shirts.
I don't mean to be rude. How have you gone on after that? I mean, what is there to live for after that?
Just really being around you.
There it is.
Oh my gosh.
Tiak, I knew there's a reason you're here.
Sorry.
All right. So I'm going to keep trying to think of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you've got a story that is just, what is your epic?
Mm.
What is the first thing that comes? And if you call and say, I have the epic pass, TX going to hang up on you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have, what is your epic moment or your epic story? 303-222-5423. That's the phone number. That's the text line.
Yeah. I originally thought of a story. Don't remember it because I was distracted by T-Hack's story.
Mm. Okay.
Because I remembered one of our sister stations was throwing a concert at Fiddler's, and I got to be backstage with, like...
You went backstage at Summer Jam, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
KS107.5.
Yes.
You got to go backstage.
Not just backstage.
Who was playing?
Headlining was Russ. There was YG, Corday, Junior Choi. And it wasn't just backstage. It was green room.
Ooh.
So I got to do, like, shots with some of these guys and smoke some things with some of these guys. And like,
Hold on. Can I just piggyback on that?
Yeah.
Didn't you smoke a J with Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah, I was backstage with him and I was interviewing him. And at the end, he passed me the whatever it was.
And you can't say no.
Yes, you can.
I only smoke weed a little bit, but I was like, YG is handing me something. I gotta take it.
Yeah, there were a lot of very big, muscular guys standing around that was like, I'm just gonna take it. Yeah. Nice to meet you, Kelly, Mr. Machine.
Mr. Kelly, sir.
Yeah. I even forgot when I went to that concert, they brought LeBron on stage.
No way.
Yeah, I even forgot. Like, he was there. And then the guy that we met, his teammate, we could see him backstage too. We're like, we were trying to get his attention.
Hey, dude,
like,
it's us from the school.
Romeo.
He didn't care.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Okay. So can I ask you, I don't want all concert ones.
My original one was not ones.
I can't remember what it is.
No.
Well, this is helpful.
Bobby Bones gave me his shoes.
Okay, another epic story. Like, Tiak is like, nice shoes, bro, because he's wearing Travis Scott's.
Yeah. I said, I loved your talk, but I love your shoes even more. And he said, do you want them?
Bobby Bones, and I think everybody knows who Bobby Bones is. He's with iHeartRadio, but mm-hmm. like one of the biggest country radio guys. He's on like all their stations everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Dancing with the Stars and stuff.
And he won, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah.
He was awesome. I tried to trade him. Like, well, can I at least trade you? And he wouldn't take them. I said, will you at least sign him? He said, no, it'll mess him up. Just wear him. Enjoy him. It was awesome. It was epic.
Why do you have so many epic stories and I don't have any?
You have some. You just can't remember them.
Richie Sambora handing you his guitar. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, and it wasn't even guitar tech. How do you remember my epic stories? You're right. I won Best Guitarist. Here's a quick version. Won Best Guitarist. This exact radio station used to be a different radio station.
Mm.
This stick, 105.9, was KBPI back in the day. And I came on this station and I jammed with Richie Sambora. And when we got down, he was like, you're great, man. Here, have this. And he gave me his guitar.
See, that's cool. Just casually, here you go.
Yep. Yeah.
That's epic.
And I sold that guitar for enough money to buy a home recording studio.
Oh, okay.
It's less epic.
You're not going to keep it. All right,
we kept the t-shirts from the concert.
That's not that. You did?
Yeah, we did.
What are you doing with Soulja Boy's shirt?
I don't know. I don't know where it is.
Sell it. Okay.
These days.
If you've got an epic story, we would love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I can't believe this is going to work, but what do we... We're epic.
Epic. Your epic story. Epic moment.
And I don't have any. You know what it is?
Hmm.
Just like I said before. It's just, that's my bar.
It's epic.
Like I'm just walking around, I exist epicness.
I don't get out of bed for less than epic.
Right. So, Hamed? Hamed?
Yeah.
Yeah. There, we hear you now.
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah, so when I was...
Go.
Yep. Should I go ahead? Yeah.
When I was 18, I visited we're doing that CNN brother. Baghdad thing where it sounds like you're somewhere else. Okay. What's your epic story?
Yeah. So my brother was making a documentary in Thailand. When I was 18, I went to visit him, And one of their kind of guides that was with them for the summer or the semester abroad program, she needed an extra person to join a friend of hers in a swimming competition, and I decided to join. It was from Pattaya to another island, and at first I thought it was just going to be like a recreational thing, but it turns out it was like for like the country's Thai records, like a Guinness Records type thing. So because I was not a Thai national, they actually told me I couldn't win first place. And I just got involved in this small group of like 16 really good athletes, and I didn't really belong there, but I was in the water for 4 hours, just try to swim from one island to another and out in the ocean. It was a pretty epic moment in my life.
That is beyond epic.
Wow. 4 hours of swimming and they tell me I can't win.
I'm yeah. like, what? Give me back on the boat then.
I know.
Give me a beer.
Well, the winner was like a 21-year-old sailor who basically grew up in the water. He did it in under 2 hours.
Gee.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, he's on the other line. We're going to talk to him. Thanks for the call, man. Sally?
Yay.
Yeah. Epic. What's your story?
I cannot decide if it's between when I went to go see Jane's Addiction, they invited us backstage to the dressing room, and I'm sitting next to Perry Farrell, and he passes me a joint, and I don't smoke weed, but I went ahead, of course.
That's what hacking everybody. It's like you have to, right?
Yeah.
You have to, yeah.
That's real peer pressure.
Yeah, because he's a rock star.
Yeah. Oh, God, it was chill. And then I was hitchhiking across the country from Seattle to Texas, and because that Texas was my home, and I on the tiny highways, and we saw my friends who were in a band, and they were traveling across the country touring, and like some Craig, Colorado.
You just randomly were hitchhiking on a road where your friends were.
They just passed us in their like tour minivan, and it was like, what? They didn't see me, though, because I was in a baseball cap.
They passed you?
They passed me. They didn't see me. And then when I saw them back in Texas, I'm like, do you remember? And they're like, what? That was you?
Okay.
Really?
That's okay. I think the Perry Farrell is more epic, but it's very.
I'm wondering where they're like, that's Sally. Hit it.
Go. Jeremy?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Epic. What happened to you?
Okay, so last summer, my car was stolen twice in the same month. We have those keyless fobs and the push to start buttons, and we left it in the car in accident. And we go outside to run an errand, and I look at my wife, and our car's gone. Oh. And I was like, did you park it somewhere else? And she's like, no. And I was like, okay, what the hell? And so it has a GPS on it, and we have an app on our phone to track it. And I'm tracking the car as it's driving, and it ends up, we live down in the tech center, and it's up in Commerce City. And I'm like, okay.
Sorry about that, dude.
And so we go full, like, a vigilante style. We jump in our other car, and we get on the phone with the police. We tell them our car's stolen. They're just like, okay, we'll file a report. And we're like, no, we actually have them. We see where they are. And they're like, no, just stay where you're at. We'll find it. And I was like, we're like, no, absolutely not.
Oh, my God. Don't argue with the police.
Justice doesn't wait for anybody.
And so we get in the car, and I keep pinging them. And we get to them before the police do. And they're at this dispensary. And we have a plan, and we have our backup key. And so we pull up behind our car. We see it. And we pull up behind them. And they're actually still in the car. They flip it in reverse. They ram our car with our car, and then, let me back up. My wife jumps out and tries to, like, get in front of the car, and they almost hit her. They ram our car, and then they get away, and she jumps back in the car, and then we get in this, like, high-speed, legitimately. Like,
this is why the police didn't want you to get involved, bro.
How does that work with insurance, huh? It's like, well, my car hit my car, but it was
technically my fault.
Yeah, so you're going to have to pay myself.
Yeah, and so we get in this high-speed chase, and we're still on the phone with dispatcher, and they're like, pull over now. And we just kept going, and we ended up finding them, and they got away for a little bit, and they abandoned the car. And so we ended up finding it and getting it back.
Wow.
It did not work with insurance.
I would imagine they're like, this is all you. We're just, thank you, dude. Andrew. Oh, did it get stolen again? You heard. Epic. What's your story?
So it was the last year the Broncos won the Super Bowl.
Jeez.
I was down on my luck, lost my job, fiance left, sleeping on my dad's couch, woke up at 6 a.m. with a call from my brother. Said, hey, do you want to go to the Broncos-Pittsburgh playoff game?
Whoa.
Said, I'm on the way. Go to the game, at the game, got a job offer while I was there.
Shut up.
Wow.
We won the game. I got a call from an ex telling me she wanted to come and give me a mouth hug. Met her at a bar. On the way, walking into the bar, I found $100 on the ground.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, dude.
Okay.
Dude, we got it. You had us at mouth hug.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
Where are we?
We got it.
All right, well, Aaron's not in the room. Who's going to sing the high part?
I'll give it my best.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Tia?
Yes.
I don't know how to do this. So am I just... I'm just grabbed, like, there's all these stories sitting here, so I just pick.
Yeah, yeah,
you gotta
pick
whatever, just something that's newsy.
Yeah, something.
But then
that you
who gets to say nope if they don't like
I
my
guess
story?
I will, but I feel like the dynamic is not. Whatever you want, boss.
I triple dog dare you to say no to whatever I'm saying. You go first.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program.
Yes.
We are never, ever getting back together. Said not Travis Kelce, because he is not retiring. He is, in fact, signing again with the Kansas City Chiefs. He will not retire after 12 years in the NFL. A lot of people thought he was going to, and he was going to live happily ever after with Taylor. He might still do that, but he's going to play at least another year.
I don't want to get down in the weeds on sports talk, mm-hmm. but I do a little bit. If I were marrying a sports dude or a sports girl, there's something about, like, I know you sports people are superstitious, right?
Yes, very much so.
I don't think I'd play my 13th season.
Ooh.
There's a vibe to it. Like, you go out there and Aaron Rodgers and just tear your Achilles in half 20 seconds into game one, you're going to be kicking yourself for the rest of your life. You're never, ever, ever going to walk the same. Like,
yeah.
Risking, I know 13 doesn't actually mean anything, and if you stay in a hotel and the floors are 12 and 14 and you're staying on 14, you're actually on the 13th floor, but at least they don't name it that.
Right. If you're playing, I agree. And football is one of those sports, if you get to the point where people are going, you thinking about hanging it up?
Hang it up.
That means kind of maybe I should hang it up.
He was not very good this year. But yeah. He was distracted. He's got a super hot girlfriend.
I know. So is he just going to be the same next season too?
He doesn't
need
the money. That podcast is huge.
I know.
He's going to marry the most rich human.
Plus, it seems like he's living pretty frugally in Kansas City. Like, you always see stories about his house, like, isn't really that nice.
Is it really not?
At least compared to Taylor's house. It's like, I mean, he's
house
still
says.
Very wealthy, but just the housing market and everything. It's like, he's got a reasonable.
Okay.
Life.
Well, it's in Kansas City. It's a crap hole.
Yeah.
13,
another year there.
Good evening.
Good evening.
What do we call them? Our top scientists, our research team?
The Slacker Show research team.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Our research team has come up with a story that is, if you're sitting there right now wallowing in your own filth,
mm-hmm.
it's okay. If you're wearing your underwear for the second day in a row, according to a MD named Scott Casteller, it is, there's no medical issues with wearing the same pair of underpants 2 days in a row.
Oh, great news.
That is as long as, and Hack and I are going to strip down here, as long as there's no visual evidence, he says as long as those undies are clean to the eye.
That's all right.
In fact, he takes it so far as to say from a health standpoint, you could go several days without putting on a fresh pair of underwear.
Visual evidence. That
yes.
is something I would say, like, when you're younger for sure and in high school and stuff and your mom's doing your laundry
yeah.
and she's like, you see her spray in the underwear with the stain stick every time and you're like, eh, whatever. But then you reach a point.
Oh my God. I never saw my mom. You left, like, are you saying that you left?
Yeah, I would say. Like, here and there. I don't know. Maybe she was just overly, you know, spraying.
You know, if you miss even a moment of the Slacker Show, you miss some sort of confession from somebody.
I just gotta shut up. I don't know what I'm.
This just in. T-Hack, we're changing your name to Skidmark.
Okay. No, but then you start dating, and then now I'm married, and now my wife will do the laundry, and I would never put her through that. I would.
So if there's a Skidmark, what do? You toss it?
I toss it, yeah, or just keep it on
for another couple
days.
I don't know how long I'm supposed to have on these news stories, but it says if you have any skin scratches, sores, or rashes, go ahead and get a new pair of underwear.
Yeah, we're good. Okay. We're good. This was one with the Slacker Show research team. We just checked their underwear.
Yeah, we just all...
It was an easy
test.
All
right, I'm going to let that story go. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It was on today. It was today, February 28th of 1996. Let me take you back.
Hold on. I love things like this.
Okay.
1996, mm-hmm. February 28th, 1996. That was the day... I have nothing.
So 29 years ago, I believe, it was the day that Britain's Princess Diana agreed to a divorce from Prince Charles that ended their marriage that began in 1991. She said it was the saddest day of her life. And as somebody who was pretty young around that time, I don't really get why. I mean, not only was Princess Diana just beautiful, but she seemed so kind, magnanimous. Is that the right word to use?
Yes.
She's just so like, how could you not be with this person?
This is weird, but as long as we've talked about the things going on in your underpants,
okay.
She was one of my early childhood fantasies.
Really?
She was just so beautiful,
mm-hmm.
and you just thought you could never... So, I mean, I come from a family of not... Just the striking eyes, and like, not that my family's ugly, but like, we're just not that level of pretty. Her bone mm-hmm. structure
yes.
and everything about her, it was just like, she was like this unattainable beauty thing in a time where I was feeling my oats.
Sure.
So I spent some time.
Well, she was available as of today. On the market.
Okay.
In 96.
Trying to think of how old I was in 96 and what I could have possibly... Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
This is an amazing story that I want to talk about. There is a new documentary streaming on Apple TV Plus about Jim Morrison. Now, I don't know if you're a Doors fan.
Mm-hmm.
They were before my time, obviously, but I loved the Doors movie that Oliver Stone did with Val Kilmer as Jim Morrison. He did an incredible job of being like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and for me, as a even like they're way before my time, I can't even tell that that's not like that. That's Val Kilmer. Like
he
the picture,
did
he
such a good job in that
so
movie.
Light.
He's not Iceman. He's not the weird science guy or real genius guy. He's any of the characters he played, the dude in The Saint. He is just, he's so good in that movie. Anyway, apparently when Jim Morrison died at 27, which that's a huge thing with rock stars, they die at 27, Kurt Cobain, Janis Joplin.
Amy Winehouse, I believe.
I think so.
And then...
Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix, yes.
Yes.
It was all 20. And I think, who is the sex symbol actor guy who kind of looks like James Franco? James Dean.
James
I think he was
Dean.
27,
Another
too.
27 club. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. In 1971, when he died at 27 years old, no autopsy was done, and there was a ton of confusion around his death, including his girlfriend said she didn't think he was dead, and then later kind of came out and changed her story. Here's why this is important. In this Apple TV documentary, they follow a man who is like a maintenance worker in like Jersey or somewhere in Syracuse, New York.
Okay.
And when they show this man's picture to all of his exes, it's a gray-haired man with a long beard. And if you see this picture and look at this man's eyes and his nose, it is Jim Morrison.
Whoa. I have goosebumps.
Dude, he faked his death. He never wanted to be the front man of a band. He hated being in the, like, he didn't want, he would like look around. He'd look at his drummer. He wasn't like out there going like, yeah. He hated it. He faked his death. Jim Morrison.
Wow.
Alive and well.
Whoa. Wow.
There you go.
Let's get the research team on this.
And here comes Aaron back just a little too late.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is once, this room. This is one of the most, listen.
Let's shift gears here, huh?
If you believe you have a toxic work environment, why don't you come by Odyssey one time? This room. So it is time to do a thing we've added to the show. It's Friday.
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah. And we try to feel good on Fridays. We try to give you a little bit of like, yay, happy stories. Mm-hmm. And literally 14 seconds before we're coming on for Feel Good Friday, Aaron's like, blah, blah, blah. You're just a toxic human.
No.
Yes.
I was telling you guys stories about
I understand,
what's going on
but
in
it's
my
like,
life.
And then it's like, it's time for Feel Good, and you're just like, bleh.
No, I was like, okay, feel good.
Shut
I
it
snapped
off.
Out of it real quick. Yeah.
Should she go first? Shift
yeah.
gears.
Do you have a Feel Good Friday
I
story?
I do. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
18 months ago, an avid runner named Mel faced the challenge of her life. She developed a very rare brain condition that caused her to lose her balance, slur her speech. The doctors were able to diagnose the problem. They did brain surgery, but they did warn her, there's a chance that you may never run again.
Oh, wow.
So it was 18 months ago. She just completed an ultra marathon.
Whoa, what?
Why?
That's what I said. Sorry, feel good. Feel
sorry,
good.
Feel good.
Sorry.
Feel good. Hey, you can run. Don't show off.
268 miles.
That's the dumbest thing.
After like crazy brain surgery.
No, it's
and
great. Wow. This is great. This is feel good. You're right.
That's
feel
amazing.
Good. This is amazing.
Congratulations,
good for
Mel.
You. Yes.
Go sit down.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You've take earned the load it. Off. Yeah. Rest.
Okay. That was beautiful. And I'm sorry that there was a moment of negativity from some of us.
I have a feel-good story that starts off kind of bad.
Oh, I like
it
already.
As some of them already do. 23-year-old woman in China was crossing the street on an electric bicycle when she was unfortunately hit by a car. Her injuries were very severe. She had to be hospitalized. The 36-year-old man who hit her in his car felt really bad about
thank
it.
Thank you for the clarification.
Okay.
He felt really bad, so he followed her to the hospital, met her family. Her family said, we understand, we forgive you, we're not going to press charges, it was an accident. But he kept visiting her in the hospital because the guilt was eating him up. Well, this pair spent about 3 weeks together in the hospital before the woman declared her love for the man.
What?
She is now pregnant, they are married, and she met the love of her life when he hit her with his car.
Note to self.
I want you to know that if you live in Commerce City and you're a hot girl, your life is in danger.
Beep, beep.
Is that feel good enough for you people? I have a story. I don't even want to do mine. Yours was so good.
Oh, thanks.
About 7 years ago, a man was moving. And just before he moved, unfortunately for this man, his dog went missing.
Aww.
Oh, no.
He was supposed to leave, and he was like, I can't leave without Sprinkles, Fluffy, whatever his dog's name was. If I had read the entire story, I'd know the name of the dog.
Okay.
But I'm just paraphrasing because I'm just thinking of all the girls' houses I can drive by and try to run them over with my car later.
We're not going to do that.
This was, like I said, 7 years ago. Stayed for an extra week looking for his dog. Out in the wilderness screaming, Fluffy, Scruffy.
Whatever Rex. You are.
Yeah, whatever your name is, I don't even know. He was not able to find his dog. Fast forward those 7 years, and he decided, I've got a bunch of extra blankets and things. You know what? I want to help homeless people. I want to help victims of fires, victims of crimes, like whatever. He's like, I'm going to donate a bunch of stuff.
Love it. Love
this
that.
This was the first time in that 7 years that he decided to like think of someone other than himself. And as he loaded his car full of all those items, his cell phone vibrated.
Oh.
And it was a vet all the way back in Massachusetts that said a family had found a dog wandering. They microchipped it, and it was, in fact, his dog.
Wow.
The two were about to be reunited when he was struck by a car.
Okay.
I can only do so much feel-good crap in one day.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. This pains me, but I'll just get it out of the way.
Rip it off like a Band-Aid. Okay.
I think Slacker was right.
That's all the time we have today.
The Slacker Show.
Can you do a song, please?
Yeah. Do you guys notice anything different?
Tiak, do you hear something? I don't.
You know, we get a lot of angry texts at 303-222-5423 that say, Slacker, let Tiak talk. You interrupt too much. I'm not interrupting. Keep going.
Okay. Well, okay. So I've
how else am I right?
You just interrupted.
I've regaled you that I have started, I'm looking at getting a basketball hoop, reliving my basketball, you know, getting back in the swing of things. I've also bought a skateboard. Try skateboarding again.
Here it comes.
Slacker warned me. Might be a little more dangerous than what I remember it being. I biffed so hard a few days ago on the skateboard.
Hold on, everyone. Pull up a chair. Here comes the dreaded I told you so. I told you.
I know, but I didn't. I'm not doing anything crazy, and that's the most embarrassing part.
You're not young.
I'm just on a gentle hill.
Your driveway is not a gentle hill.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. It's kind of.
It's also not a half pipe. Well, oh my god.
I was out with my son. We were boarding it up. We were taking turns because we share. I was on the board and I was going. And I fell really, really bad. My son,
are you rashed?
No, but I fell on my wrists, which are the exact place Slacker said.
I told you. Yeah. That was a week because we did have an intense conversation. No. Yeah, huh? Because I mentioned I broke my wrist doing that.
Skateboarding?
Rollerblading, but it's still me that
was right, though. I mean, we can all agree that it was me that was right.
So,
right?
But the worst part about it is I'm fine. Like, I'm
that
not,
is the worst part about it.
I'm not young, but I'm not old. Like, I could take a fall and it hurt, but I popped up. You know, it's like, okay, that's part of the game. The worst part is I turned around and saw the look of horror on my son's face as he saw me eat it so hard. He was so horrified, in fact, that he ran inside to tell mommy.
Oh my God.
Which is like, no, get out of here. Don't tell her. Do not tell her.
He was concerned. That's cute.
So, but
can I pile on?
Okay.
Earlier today, I was working out some details in my personal life and whatnot, and I missed a call from Tiak.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, missed a call. I just couldn't get to the phone. I was doing other things. I was actually on the phone at the time. So I called him back about 10 minutes later. And I believed that he either answered the phone.
Don't do this.
Mid relations,
which I would, boss, for you.
Or he was in the throes of a severe medical crisis, because he's like, "Hello."
If and that's what he sounds like mid relations.
There was a
could have been her
an extreme amount of effort, some pain in his way, and it was just like, and then we're having a back and forth for a good 3 minutes, and it's not slowing down.
3 minutes, okay, come on.
He was
come
still
on,
he was
have,
still
have your
he
fun,
was still
but...
wheezing quite a bit, and I'm like, do I ask or do I? Would you ask?
Yeah.
Like, what? Hey, what the hell?
Are you
I'm
okay?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do.
What are you doing?
Finally, at a certain point, I don't know if you had your AirPods in or what, like, you became aware that it was like talking to an asthmatic kid, right?
Because
it was like, and I wasn't asking because I was just uncomfortable. He's like, oh, sorry, man, I just ran up the stairs. Now, we've been on the phone for a bit.
Oh, no.
It was not 3 minutes.
Bud, I'm telling you right now.
I have three stories. I just run from the top to down to the bottom, and then you called.
You didn't
and I had
even
to run
go
back up.
You went down?
No, I had just gone down, and then you called me, and so then I ran
then
back
up.
There
okay.
was it's Colorado, man. The air is thin.
You've lived here for how many years?
Like
not,
6 months.
No.
I barely unpacked.
Here's all I'm saying. This ties in to you having a skateboard. Like, two flights of stairs, brohound, and you sounded...
Three and a half.
Were you all the way down in the basement?
I was. I was all the way up.
You
because I was cleaning the bathroom. Okay. I was out of breath, and I will not deny that.
Okay.
I was out of breath.
So say again that you're not old.
I'm
you like That was the worst. I was genuinely concerned for you, but I was like, do I ask? Because if I ask and he was just relating, then we're both going to feel weird. It's like, hey, man, what's going on? It's like, well, the kids are taking a quick nap and Ange and I were like knocking one out. Like Leo's at school and Ange and I were just bad baby. So if somebody's wheezing, you don't ask.
You do ask.
No, you don't. Not if you're catching him in the middle of the day. It's like, it's his time. I called him. Like I was praying to God he would just hang up. He shouldn't have answered, but just like he said, yes, boss. He's probably like, Ange, stop.
Yeah, like, see, I sprint when you call. That's
stupid. Why'd you have to go all the way upstairs?
Because I might as well remember where my computer was. I had the question on the computer. I was out of breath. I'm not denying that. It's fine. I'm trying to make it sound
should
a little better.
Should a man who can't go up two flights of stairs without having a 5-minute asthmatic episode be on a skateboard?
I was fine. My son ran in to tell mom that I fell. And
he wasn't out of breath from the skateboard. Two different things.
But when he ran in, I did fall again. I was by myself.
I rest my case.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Roller skating, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Guys, can we, every once in a while, you ever listen to our morning show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they come out, I mean, BJ does stomp the end of songs, like, he's getting paid for it, but, like, they come out, he's like, Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie Morning Show, like, they do professional stuff. We just, the song runs out, and we're already mid-sentence. Can we try to pretend to be a radio show every once in a while? Well, we can't do it on this one, we're already here.
Alice 105.9, like, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning
there
Show.
We go.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
I'm just
like
saying.
That? Is that better?
Yeah, but. Just, can we do it professional one time?
Okay.
We don't have to say Alice and all that crap. Nobody cares.
We are following you, boss.
No, but like, we couldn't because the song was over and you're in the middle of saying roller skating and nobody knows what we're talking about.
Okay. Do you guys prefer roller skates or roller blades?
Blades all day long.
Blades.
I'm a blader.
No, skates.
Yeah.
What?
Skates. You're, okay, so,
you can do the slow skate with the honeys.
They do look sick. Like watching a group.
Skates?
Yeah, is that the two and two? Seeing a group of like middle-aged men at the rink, I don't know what it is.
At the rink, I've never brought my blades to a rink.
No, you
I wouldn't bring
the
blades to a rink because they're too fast.
There's just something about it that is so cool.
Can we explain? Okay, so just a couple minutes ago, we were talking about how TAC is on the verge. Oh man,
I'm out of breath.
On the verge of death.
I just walked in.
He had to run up like three flights of stairs to answer a phone call and couldn't speak for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was also about how you fell.
I'm trying to bring back my love for skateboarding that I did when I was 14.
Which I did want to ask. You fell, Leo saw, he ran inside out of pure terror.
Yeah, to go tell
mommy.
Did your
wife come running out?
No. No.
No, but how is Leo? Is he traumatized? Like, or is he ready to get on the board again?
So that's what I don't know. That's the first time he's seen anyone fall because I've been holding his hand while he does it.
Yeah.
So nobody's fall. And then I just really ate it and fell and it did traumatize him. And I was wondering the same thing because I have a very specific instance that I remember my dad falling when I was probably about five, probably about Leo's age.
Yes.
We were at the roller skating rink. We went as a family.
Nice.
Yep. I remember my dad and I were wearing our matching striped shirts.
Oh my gosh. It was a
nice little Saturday.
You've watched Inside Out, right?
Yeah.
Core memory.
For sure, for sure.
What you're describing is, and not one of the pretty blue ones, this is one of the like anxiety or whatever.
Yes.
You have a core memory of your dad falling.
Yeah, we were skating together and around the roller rink, he fell and there was a group of teenagers there who laughed. And I remember
being... Did you see his face as he was falling?
No, I remember the teenagers laughing.
So that's the scarring moment.
Yes, and I remember being so mad at the teenagers being like,
that's
my dad. You know, like, what are you laughing? He's trying. Like, you know, but I didn't say anything because I was just a little kid, and that's the traumatizing part. So I wonder, did I just do that to Leo, to my son? He saw me fall.
I don't want to answer. I'll let Aaron say it.
Well, was there a group of people laughing?
Doesn't matter.
I think just my wife inside when she told
him. It's still a core memory, I bet. Could he see your face when you went down?
No. He just saw
that's
my
one
butt
good thing.
Slam the ground.
Did you make the wheezing sound? How hard did you biff?
Really hard, kind of on my back, I fell forward that time. I fell multiple times. The first time was forward, kind of on my wrist, and I popped back up right away. and went
not right away enough that he wasn't able to run into telling you.
Yeah, which is like, what is that? What's that gear, man? What are you tattling on me for?
He's not tattling. He's getting he's mom. He's scared. Getting an adult to make sure that you're okay.
I'm an adult. I am fine. I wasn't wearing a helmet.
Do
though.
You remember?
Come on.
You weren't?
No.
You have to lead by example.
You have to model the behavior. You're modeling the behavior.
I'm showing him what not to do. Don't wear a helmet, dude, and fall. Don't do those things.
I used to ride my bike all the time, and I would never take my kids out on a bike without a helmet. Because you can't demand that they wear one if you're not willing to.
Mm.
You have to model the behavior.
He still likes his helmet. He has a cool...
That's not kind a of reason, a, no. Because he's going to eventually go, well, my dad doesn't wear one.
You're also apparently clumsy AF, so you need to wear yes. one anyways.
Do you have any core memories of your parents getting hurt?
Yeah, but they're not fun.
I'm not saying they're fun, okay. But it's like, it is a scarring.
Oh, for sure.
I'm not trying to make you feel worse about your physical prowess or how much you damaged your son today, but you did.
Yeah, it was a 4th of July party. My brother's best friends, they lived on a lake and they were doing fireworks in the middle of the lake, like a display. And, at the time we didn't know that there were about half a dozen tumors in my dad's brain.
Oh God.
Obviously it's still traumatizing.
Oh jeez.
But he had a seizure and fell, and everyone thought he was so drunk. And there was a group of teenagers laughing at him, including my brother's friend. And that was,
they just thought he was hammered.
And I had the same reaction of like, how dare you?
Eventually they all found out.
Yeah, but they were kids.
So there's no, oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's just been uphill ever since.
Remember how I said I wanted to be more professional? Oh my God, Aaron, yeah. that's you'll never forget that.
Never. Absolutely never. But I don't think Leo is on my path, for the record. I think he's still fine.
If Tia continues to think he's Tony Hawk, we are
just wear a helmet, please.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I'm going to be honest. I don't even want to do this stupid story. So I'm going to make T-Hack take the lead on this thing.
All right.
Yeah, you're going to make T-Hack take the lead.
Am I still talking yeah. like that? I was talking like that when we was off air. And it, I guess sometimes it just,
it rolled just over.
Spills right over. That's what happens when I'm drinking bourbon at this time of the show.
Okay.
Kentucky bourbon makes me feel real loose in the mouth, if you know what I'm saying. Mm. Anyway, T-Hack has found something about pizza. Mm-hmm. And anytime there's a story about pizza, he's like, we got to do it.
We got to talk about it.
Let's talk about pizza.
People love pizza. Who doesn't like pizza?
I like pizza. I'm going to say this. We give Dion so many free plugs. First off, they help us out with children's, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. which is amazing. But regular pizza just doesn't do... Once you've had good pizza like Dion's,
yeah.
to go back to any of the big three just feels...
No, there's something. It's all pizza's pizza. You can't really mess it up. I mean, from the top of the end all the way down to the Lunchables pizza, it's all pretty good.
Lunchables pizza is not pizza. The cheese doesn't melt. It's just a cracker. It's a cracker with marinara and shredded mushroom. That's not pizza.
That's a flavor palette. You can't mess it up.
It's kind of like cheese
and sauce.
What Slacker says with hamburgers. When you think hamburger, what do you think of?
Right, like it's not McDonald's, but McDonald's is the biggest selling hamburger. Mm. But I still love McDonald's. Damn it, I want a quarter pounder so bad now.
No, I want a pizza. I want yeah. Bojo's.
We're doing pizza.
Okay. So, yeah, you're not going to compare, with all due respect to you, Domino's. You're my second, third, whatever. If I'm eating a chain, I'm eating your pizza. But you're not going to set Bojo's down and Domino's down and have me go,
I wonder which one, yeah.
Bojo's is already in my mouth while I'm saying, I'm like,
we have all booked it down this hallway. Somebody said the word Bojo's.
In fact, they didn't even get it right.
They didn't.
It's from pizza from Joe something. We were like,
yeah.
Laid him
None
out.
None of us have done that for
so
Domino's.
So much he quit his job. Okay, what is your pizza story?
So this has, everyone loves pizza and everyone has a favorite topping, a favorite type of pizza.
Okay.
And this story says that your pizza preference says something about your life in the bedroom. So we're going to get a little saucy. You want the lead back or? I'm doing great.
You are.
So we're going with.
Please text in to 303-222-5423 and let Tiak know how well he's doing leading this.
So should I do my first favorite? My favorite is pepperoni pizza.
Wait,
because
that's my
you're
favorite.
Basic. You're
no,
such
that's
a
my
basic.
Favorite.
Huh?
It's my favorite. I'm tying my shoe.
Because
I'm
it's
so
just
sorry.
Basic. You guys don't know what it's like.
It's classic.
Yeah, what's.
If I need to go somewhere to get a pizza, I'm gonna do pepperoni.
Okay, when you went to see Taylor Swift in Brazil and then didn't actually see Taylor Swift in Brazil.
Yeah. Attempted to see her.
Did you get any pizza out there?
No.
Oh my God. Because pizza restaurants are like churrascarias where you go and like and they just keep bringing you meat. They do the same thing with pizza.
Oh.
You like sit down and like,
we did the first one,
like,
but not with pizza.
Oh God. So you can try everything. And a Portuguesa pizza is like ham, onions, trying to think of other things that are on it, like olives, blah blah blah, all these different things, and you're like, this is not going to be good together. Topped off with hard boiled egg.
Ooh.
Okay.
And you don't think it's going to be good till you take a bite of it. And I was like, I think about Portuguesa pizza all the
wow
time.
Okay.
It's so good. So for you to just go, I want pepperoni. It's like going, I'm gonna have a burger with just ketchup. Yeah, that works. Of course, it works. But a burger's not a burger without the pickles, lettuce, cheese. Like, you don't just do the...
It's so wrong.
Pepperoni's the most
basic. You don't eat all that junk. And we're doing pizza, not burger.
But it's basic. Pepperoni...
It's...
You're not even trying.
It's not basic.
I'm
going to
say
it's
spicy. Yeah,
okay,
it's got a kick.
Okay, I did not say it's spicy.
Okay, but...
Hold
okay,
on.
Can I got to fire up the Tums after I have some pepperoni pizza.
Let me just throw this out there. Because I haven't read your story. But I feel this. If you're relating pizza toppings... to in the bedroom behavior. If you're a pepperoni pizza, you're not good in bed.
Mm.
I think you're
not good in bed.
We'll see. Hold on. What are we, T-Hack?
Oh my pepperoni.
Losers.
You like spice
that's
in
so
your
stupid.
Love life.
That's, they're doing the spice
hold on,
thing.
Hold
you
on.
Excite your partner with your unpredictability and are never dull when your passions are aroused.
But you're dull when
and you are
order
anything
pizza?
But basic.
That's stupid. That's not true. You can finish your story, but I don't think anything in the story is true. Because it's like saying, what's your favorite ice cream? Vanilla?
What is wrong with vanilla? It goes with
Nothing's
everything.
Right.
I love vanilla.
Do you want a vanilla guy in bed?
Sometimes that's
no,
all you need.
No, sometimes. But it's not your go-to. You're not sitting here going, over here, there's Rocky Road. Or here's vanilla.
No.
I don't like Rocky Road either. I don't know why I said it.
Okay, great.
Like Jamocha almond fudge.
I don't know
what's
that
a good one
is.
From. Okay. It's like coffee ice cream with fudge in it and
okay,
almonds.
What is your favorite pizza topping?
Yeah.
I doubt you have it.
Your
but
Brazilian
like,
one
as
wasn't
long as
there.
We're doing, as long as we're doing like Dion's, they're 505. Yeah, it has pepperoni on it. Also has Hatch green chilies on it.
Okay,
you
well
have
that, that's not on the list.
One.
That's not a real, that's not a.
Then I'm going to have, then I'm. But I'm, I don't think you're going to have.
Do you want the works?
Can we combine things?
Would you want the works?
No, because then that's going to have mushrooms on it. And while I'm a fun guy, I don't like fungi. See what I did there?
I'm going to shove you in the dirt.
It is so weird that I'm single.
Well, and you wouldn't want to like the works because for you, the act of love is a well-deserved splurge at an all-you-can-eat restaurant. You enjoy a full range of pleasures.
No, I want that. I don't want the
well,
all-you-can-eat
no.
restaurant.
It's
you
too basic.
No.
Yeah. So,
no, it's not too basic.
Like
it's
mushrooms.
Like I'm open for business. So what are we doing?
I wouldn't want to burn.
Oh, your friend
you
wants
that.
To come over? What's her name? Let's just like, what? Like, yeah. Like, I'm not vanilla ice cream. Like, you guys.
What about sausage? Do you like a sausage pizza?
I'm afraid to answer that.
You like sausage.
I would do pepperoni and sausage. Like, none of these things. Your survey is about one thing at a time. And it's like saying, I just don't get it. It's like, what
bring
kind of sandwich
your own
do you...
story then.
No,
about
I would
tell
you.
Just,
you were going to let me take the lead. You
yeah.
have not let me take the lead.
Sorry.
Dexter's.
Go ahead. No, I'm just, because if you just like one thing, like what kind of sandwich do you like?
Turkey.
And here's the sad thing about T-Hack and the real sad thing for A-Hack. You're probably not lying.
No, I'm not. It's a turkey sandwich.
But do you put anything else on it?
Cheese, lettuce, mayo.
Oh, look, you just named other things. But on your pizza, it's just one damn thing. One damn thing. So is a pizza. You don't just do one thing. And so you're sitting here. I'm just going to have sausage. Tell me what sausage is. Go ahead.
Sausage, you're a straightforward lover, vigorous in your pursuit of pleasure. You know what you want, and you don't hesitate to get it. Did you want to be that one now?
No,
now that you've
I
heard
don't.
It? Okay.
I don't think you have me on here, but let me
I
say this.
I do have you on here,
Can
actually.
I say this? If it's on your list... Because I have met somebody who gets this on their pizza And I guarantee you they were terrible in bed. I know people, this is so vile, I can't even say it. You know, because I took a bite of it. You know what sausage looks? Some restaurants, sausage is big chunks. And you're like, sausage. And then sometimes it's like they crumbled it and you're like, okay, it's still.
Yeah.
But then you get a better coverage. Like Totino's pizza, I know it's not, but like the sausage is more crumbly.
Yeah.
So I was at somebody's house. Guarantee you they're bad in bed. Crumbly sausage all over the pizza. Picked it up. Took a bite. You know what it was? It was ground beef.
That's so bizarre.
That's disgusting. I don't even know why a restaurant.
Ground
beef.
That's on my list. I have it.
They're bad in bed. Guaranteed.
You stick with the simple and predictable because you know it satisfies. Passions never overrule your common sense.
So they're saying everybody's good in bed who eats pizza.
Kinda, I would say. Yeah, it seems like you don't eat pizza.
I don't have sex either.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't think this quite rises to the level of being teed off, but it's more of a PSA, and I wonder, I open the floor to everyone who's ever worked any sort of job to chime in. My PSA as a DJ, right, part of the job is people come up and they request songs.
who requested this?
Okay, I'm just saying we play the song so infrequently.
I know.
That I felt like there was a moment to play it, and then you just.
But I'm not, it's more just I'm wondering. I'm pondering.
It's like lowercase p.
Yeah.
Off.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean.
So as a DJ, right? Part of it
real
is
real hard on that song. I mean, it's fine. You can take the joy from me.
People come up and request songs when you're DJing, and that's part of it, right? It's always, every DJ talks about that. It's always annoying because you have a plan. You're a professional. You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But part of it is you got to deal with people. That, and that's, I understand. Every job has an element that is not your favorite part. Like that, and that's fine. But lately, I've been getting more and more the people that come up, request a song, which is fine. And then they're like, yeah, man, so how does this work anyways?
How does what work?
The DJ stuff. Like, do something. Can you show me? How does it
They want you.
Yeah. In the middle of, as I'm, like, there's a, I'm at a bar. Like, I am at work. And they're like, so just, what are you doing? What's next? And it's just like,
I'm trying to figure out if I'm on your side or not. Because you might be being pretentious, but you might be right.
But show me how to do it. And it's like,
I'm not
taking on apprentices right now.
And also, like, I mean, how many beers deep are you? Like, this isn't the time. I mean, I would be happy to help somebody if they were genuinely interested, but some drunk guy, and it used to happen way more with women, and I would let it slide way more with women because they want to put the headphones on and take a picture, and it's just, it's way more of like a fun thing for them. But lately, the guys have been more like, no, but like, show me how I want to do it.
Really?
And they genuinely expect you to go like step on up into the booth with
them. Yes, yeah.
Are you above them? Are you like...
No, there's a step up to me, but you can just walk up to me, yeah. So which is part of it.
So it's not like a pharmacist. You're not as high up as a pharmacist.
No,
they are so high up. Why?
I think it's crazy. Maybe they don't want us to see them counting the pills. I don't know. Mm. I've always wondered, it's like, why do you have to be so far? If the subway guy can be on my level, why do you like... He's putting together a BMT. That's way harder than you going 22 pills. Like, just like,
right.
He's grabbing a certain number of meats. Oh, don't put that one in there. They ordered a BMT, right?
Yeah. Like, and you'd think you'd want to keep a better eye on the pharmacist than the subway guy. The subway guy's like, if a piece of bacon gets in there. Okay.
You saw, but like,
but the pharmacist is like, they
just, it gives them this sense of power.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't think they should have. If you're that high over somebody, you're royalty.
Okay.
You're a rock star.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you're on a stage. Like, we've done Live at Fives where we're just at kind of a small bar, and like, we did one with I can't take you, Philip Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we didn't really have a stage. He was at eye level, and it just was kind of off-putting because it's just like, hey, he's singing a song, and you're not looking up at him. You're like looking at him. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I don't like this.
Yeah, it's a little.
Because you're way above me.
Mm-hmm. But you would never go to Philip Phillips and be like, so how's that guitar work anyways? Can you show me? You know, you'd be like, I'm doing something.
You're right.
You know?
You're right.
And I wonder, there's got to be other jobs where people like just don't I'm trying miss to the queue or whatever. What it is, like when you order your coffee or something, you're like, I'm just really interested. Like, what? What's the process? That. You know, and the people have to hate it.
Well, I think it depends because I think with baristas, if they're doing art, like I want to watch that, but I'm not going to ask. Can you teach me how to do that? It's just like, can I watch you make it?
Okay.
But I'm not going to ask questions.
You're not?
No.
Will you take a selfie with him?
So what do you want out of this? Do you want permission to slap him?
No.
Like, what are you looking for?
I want other people to tell me this has happened to them at their job. And because also it's customer service, right? So you have to be polite. I'm not going to fight a guy. I'm not going to tell him to kick rocks. It's like, I'm trying to be nice to him. But also it's like, leave me alone, man. You requested your song. I'll play your song. I can't teach you how to DJ.
But is the answer right for you now to go, well, what do you do for a living? And they go, yeah, I'm a nuclear physicist. It's like, well, I'll be there on Monday and you show me how it works.
See, that feels pretentious. And then, I don't know.
No, it doesn't though. But it's like, and they're like, well, no, I couldn't do that. You have to have clearance and stuff. It's like, right. Step off. Picture me as a pharmacist.
Yeah.
I'm counting pills. I don't know that. I honestly, agree with you though. I do.
It's a different job because people look at DJs as like, that's not a real job. And it's like, it is. But there's just, even with us here, it's like, you guys just talk. I could do that.
Yeah.
Which you're not wrong.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If you have even the mildest fear of sharks, I strongly suggest you just bounce off this radio station, come back about 3 minutes from now.
Okay, good thing we're in Colorado, so...
Yeah, but other people go to Ocean's Air.
Yeah, not a big deal.
That's just my
sharks.
Oh, okay. What do you got?
I've got a story about some guys that did a bad thing, but then did a good thing, like did what you're supposed to do after the bad thing.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
Two mates in the UK.
Oh, come on!
Hello, mate.
I like it. Okay.
Right, all right, what's that? Right, let's go.
Right.
My God, your accent. Like, you have like 4 words you can say, right?
Hello.
Okay.
God, nah.
Right.
They broke into a pub.
Broke into a pub.
And did what you do in a pub. Which is drink.
Have relations with a stool at the bar. Oh, no, what I do, what other people do. Got it.
They drank until they were incapable of escaping.
No, they did not. I'm not tired. I can get
they
out of here.
They tried to get away. They made it to the yard right next door of the pub.
Oh, we made it to the yard.
Which is where the police found them the next morning.
Go ahead, give us a right.
The cop was right. What?
What? Australian.
My God.
Hello. Hello, coppers.
Coppers.
All right.
My story is from South America.
I was
doing South Africa, wasn't I? It's South Africa. It's South America is where my story is from.
That's different.
South America. Apparently, sharks have been doing crazy things off the coast of Brazil. And so scientists have begun to test said sharks.
What?
Oh gosh.
And so many drugs have been smuggled in the ocean that these are now cocaine sharks. Cocaine sharks!
Yes!
Cocaine!
Can't wait for that movie.
Cocaine sharks!
Oh no.
When asked for comments, Dolphin said, hello! We're on meth!
Oh my gosh.
Meth dolphins and cocaine sharks.
Oh no.
Yeah, no, legit. Sharks are on cocaine. So if you're swimming off the coast of Brazil, good effing luck.
Wow.
Those were all the stupid coppers we could find. Mina!
Hello.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.